South Africa's game parks risk going under. So do their animals. On March 26, the day South Africa closed its borders to help curb the spread of COVID-19, Kayla Wilkins thought of only one thing. How was she going to feed the elephants? Wilkins, the general manager of the privately owned Fairy Glen Safari Resort, about 71 miles outside of Cape Town, knew that the park's budget depended on tourism. Without that income, taking care of the lions, rhinos, zebras, and antelope that populate the 1,235-acre reserve would be difficult. That night, Wilkins sat down with her partner and Fairy Glen owner, Peter DeJager, to map out the future. If they gave up their own salaries, laid off all but two of their 30 staff, stopped security patrols, and put off repairs, they figured they just might make it for a couple of months. After that, though, they would have to prepare for the worst. We had to force ourselves to think about maybe having to put down our animals rather than let them starve to death, she says, her voice cracking at the thought. We can't just put them outside and expect them to look after themselves. The elephants, rhinos, buffalo, lions, and leopards that make up the classic safari Big Five checklist may be wild animals, but in South Africa's private game reserves, at least the illusion of wilderness is built upon a scaffold of costly maintenance. Private reserves here spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to buy, feed, breed, care for, and protect their animals. Money is recouped through safari drives and luxury accommodations. It is a privatized form of conservation that not only keeps endangered species alive, but also guards vast tracts of biodiverse wilderness from development. The collapse in tourism during the coronavirus pandemic has brought many of South Africa's 500 or so private game parks to their knees, according to a survey by a tourism agency in the Kruger-Lowveld district. Africa's great national parks are also at risk. Animals have always lived off the land in South Africa's giant Kruger Park, and the even wilder Masai Mara of Kenya and Tanzania's Serengeti. African governments have long resisted pressure to otherwise exploit such areas because conservation and tourism promise to be even more long-lasting and lucrative, worth approximately $71 billion a year, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council. Now, with safaris at a standstill, funding for both private and public reserves is drying up, even as they face the ongoing expense of keeping their animals alive.